our senses, our tongue, eyes, ears, skin, and our nose, they all want a lot of enjoyment. That is the way we enjoy. We see a nice restaurant and we want to have everything on its menu. Come, come, come. Our senses are inviting us. There is something beautiful, beautiful man or a beautiful woman. Oh, see that beautiful sight. We are much attracted by countries outside India because so much is public sized about the beauty there. So we get attracted. Some nice music, rock music, we love it. And this is what we are taught. This is what we have assumed to be the correct way of life. And okay, just while we are doing all this, oh, just try, you know, you be nice to people and you be good with everyone and try to enjoy your senses. But there is a problem when everyone's sense enjoyment is having a different concept. My enjoyment may be hurting you, but oh, that is enjoyment for me. So the conflicts in this world keep rising because of this. So in this way, the senses are dragging us from one place to another. And because of this, we are just frustrated. Because ultimately, we don't get the happiness we want, even if we listen to our senses. Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano nu vidhiyate tadasya harati prajnam vayurnavam ivambhasi. As a board on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. Bhagavad Gita 2.67. We get swept away, and that is the way we have seen in this world. Lot of crime happens this way. One of the senses carries you, not you exactly, I mean to anyone, with just a force so strong that whole life of that person is swept away in it. So even while living in this world, we see that this is not a very good proposal. Let's just go on satisfying your senses. Just go on satisfying your senses because there is a lot of risk in it. Secondly, the senses are never satisfied. And thirdly, we don't get what we want ultimately. So we are at a complete loss by listening to our senses. So what should be done? We need to understand that whatever enjoyment we are trying to get through these senses in this world is not enjoyment at all. We need to understand that. We again know that it is not enjoyment, but we have nothing else to hang on. So we think that it's okay, chalo chalo chalta hai. Real enjoyment is not this. In Mahabharata, it is mentioned that real enjoyment never finishes. Interesting, isn't it? This is something really, really new for us. Because anything we try to do in this world has a beginning and it ends in a very short time. Anything and everything we try to do for our enjoyment, we feel that, oh, it will be the best thing to get into this. The chocolate truffle cake, oh my god, the most amazing thing on this earth. And I can see nothing. That cake just finishes in less than 15 minutes. And then you just wonder that, okay, was this I was yearning for? And okay, then you think that, okay, it's normal. Next time again, we'll search for something new. And then again, we'll be happy. But Mahabharata says, Ramante yogino nante, to the effect that the yogis, those who are endeavoring to elevate themselves to the spiritual platform, are actually enjoying, but their enjoyment is anante, endless. How's that? This is because their enjoyment is in relationship with the supreme enjoyer. Bravo. We have come to again. Bravo. We have come to our main point. Yes. Bhagavan Shri Krishna is the real enjoyer. The Bhagavad Gita 5.29 confirms this. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shanti mrichati. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam. So Lord Krishna is saying that I am the ultimate enjoyer of all sacrifices, austerities or activities. I am the supreme lord of all planets. Sarva loka. Loka is addressed here as planets. I am supreme lord of all planets and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities. Suridam. Surid is the best friend. So he says, I am the best friend of all living entities. And one who knows this attains unending peace and happiness. Gyatva mam shanti mrichati. He gets the real peace and happiness in this world. The real enjoyer is the Supreme Lord, and we are enjoyed by Him. That brings real happiness. Nothing else.